God damn this fucking... Fuck. I can't believe I gotta buy fucking cigarettes. Cigarettes. On the fucking dark fucking net. Fuck, fuck. I hate this fucking goddamn...
Hello, comrade. Welcome to Hallucination Market. Buy something or else.
I gotta enter my fucking email. AgentBlack@Fed.gov. There. How many more fucking captchas do I have to go through? Hallucination Market? How many?
Hey, Benny! Benny! There you are! Hey, I just ran to grab a coffee.
What the fuck? Mike? Mike, goddammit, this isn't what it looks like, goddammit.
This isn't what it looks like,
goddammit. I'm not buying cigarettes on a dark net market. This is fucking research! Research on ye, William Tell,
Benny. Benny, what?
I want to see a fucking attorney, Mike. You owe it to me. We go back too far. It'll break your mom's heart if they put me away. Mike, God damn it. You fucking turn on me and I'll tell them everything. Fucking listen to me. Listen to me. I'm not a strong man, Mike. But I got a beautiful singing voice.
Benny, calm down, relax. I was just gonna ask you if you're ready to go pick up William Tell at the Mexican prison for the prison transfer.
Oh!
I didn't hear a word you just said.
Have fun. Never mind what I thought. Yeah, Mike, let's go punch this scumbag's ticket and make ourselves famous.
Buenos días, preso.
Good morning, señor.
Ya es una hermosa mañana. La salida del sol es increíble.
Just came to see the sunrise.
Si olvidas el basurero frente a nosotros.
Never felt it so gusty before here in beautiful Mexico. Yes.
¿Sabes si el desayuno ya está listo?
Breakfast is ready. El desayuno está listo.
Tacos, amo los tacos, maravilloso. Gracias. Gracias, amigo. Que tengas un buen día. Intenta mantenerte vivo y fuera de problemas.
Adiós. Now, everyone in the whole prison is passed out drunk. Only that friendly guard is up and moving around. And he just went to breakfast. Whoa. This garbage dump smells terrible. Oh, man. This is some funky shit. There must be thousands of pounds of every waste known to man here. All right. Winds are blowing. South?
The north?
Yeah, north. I just need to light the cigar. Stick the wet end in this box of matches and toss the box into that pile of old propane tanks and with any luck we'll have a barbecue. See you in 30 minutes.
Good morning, Mr. Jakov. I see our field team has already processed you. When we get to the halfway point of the bridge, I will uncuff your restraints. And then you will finish walking across the bridge to the Mexican side, where Mexican authorities will be waiting to receive you. Do you have any questions, Mr. Jakov?
Maria. Maria! I had a dream about you last night. Today! Maria! As soon as you all got me, I'm going to taste you! I will taste you, yes! You will be my wife soon, huh, Maria?
Maurice, wake up. You must wake up.
What the hell, William? If you want to fight to the death, you'll have to wait until I wake up. I was drinking all night. You were there.
Maurice.
Amigo.
Damn it.
Por favor.
Wake up. Despierto, maldito idiota. Esto es importante. Maldita sí.
Fuck did you just say to me?
William. Gringo.
you loco.
Please, huh? Look at me.
What the hell do you want?
Gather all of your important things. Go to the north side of the prison and wait. Maurice, right now.
Sí, Diamond,
yes.
Understand William,
what I, just said
I
to
hear you.
You.
What the fuck, Kay? Casper, el fantasma, amistoso. Estás loco. Maldito hombre blanco, ¿de qué demonios estás hablando?
Thank you, Maurice. You're a good man. I'll be seeing
William,
you.
William! What the hell? All right! Brother, be safe, take trouble. Estás loco blanco.
Señor, alto mayor, dile, ¿quieres venir conmigo ahora? Dos agentes federales estadounidenses.
I know.
Están aquí.
I have an
para
appointment.
Escoltarte al norte. Por favor, relájate, no
chicos. Sé que el presidente de los Estados Unidos está esperando verme. I'll go peacefully. Goodbye, Maurice. God bless you.
God! Why? Why? I can't take one more goddamn minute of this ear torture. William, old friend, what do you say to something else on the radio?
A change would be quite refreshing. By all means, please, change the radio station.
I took the lead.
You know, William, when we get to the other side, you're gonna have to tell us everything. Everything. You can really win some points now if you tell us all about your crypto wallets now, where they are, what their passwords are.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying. I mean, what do you even care?
Well.
Where you're going?
Agent Black is a fine and proud member of the United States federal government. Trying to shake me down?
Of course not. That would be illegal.
I'm afraid. I have nothing to be shook out of.
William, old friend, how could you ever accuse me of such a shitty thing? Very hurtful. No, I'm not trying to shake you down. I am merely trying to soothe my partner's nerves. You see, Mike here, well, he's an incredibly sick fuck. Mike can even be fucking nuts at times. But, William, to put it bluntly, Mike here is, well, high on the spectrum, and that spectrum is fucking people up. William, I have seen Mike here do things, unspeakable things, William.
Listen to me very carefully. I know every pressure point on a man's body. I can make it look like you committed suicide by exploding your blood vessels in your brain. I can squeeze your hand and make your eyeballs explode.
Man, Mike here isn't kidding. I've seen him do some sick shit. You know, Jeffrey Epstein, Mike here was the one who choked him the fuck out. I was the one who turned off the cameras in his prison cell. In his prison cell.
William, I don't like you. I think you had better remember those crypto wallets, William. Where we can find them, what the passwords are. I'm getting very stressed out.
Holy fucking shit! What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that explosion? What the... Where the fuck are they all going? The fucking Alamo? Holy shit! Those men, they aren't fucking around. There's gotta be hundreds of them. Army, fire, police, emergency. What the fuck is happening?
Benny, look. The rearview mirror, fire and smoke, coming from the prison behind us.
Pull over, Mike Williams, seriously, don't move. I don't want to turn your head into a canoe.
I'm staying right here, Agent Black. Don't worry about me.
Benny. The prison and the whole forest behind it is on fire. Wow. We must have just missed whatever caused all of that.
Stay out! Agent Ramirez! Hey, agent, over here. You just got a call. From the Beltway. The supervisor's coming in urgently and needs to see you.
What's that? Come closer, please. I'm sorry. I can hear you.
Your agent, the supervisor, he's coming down on that helicopter. Over there. Over there. You got it.
Okay. Thank you. I understand. I will go meet the supervisor. Agents, listen up. Babysit Yuri. I will be back as soon as I can.
No, Maria! Don't leave me! Come back here, woman! You... Maria! Annie, that Annie, they are a pool! You will get on your knees! You will back me! You will back me to kiss my feet! Maria! Maria! Kiss my feet! Fine, you there, yes! You! What's your name? The agent with the haircut that makes him look like a penis! With balls! What's your name, dickhead?
What's that? You want my name? You sick fuck, you want my name? My name is Agent Williams. Agent Williams!
I will call you Agent, bitch!
Maria, hey! Maria!
Jack! Hey, Jack! Over here!
Hey, Maria! Good God, I'm glad I caught you. We need to talk. Is there anywhere we can talk privately?
No, Jack. You're smoking? Again?
Afraid for this one. Maria, the humpback whales just aren't going to cut it. Only a Marlboro 100 will do.
What will your wife say?
What will my wife say? I don't know. Everything she says sounds like... Oh, oh. Whales? Moaning to me now.
Well, you didn't come out here on a helicopter and break your New Year's resolution for nothing. What's up, Jack? Let's hear it.
Maria, this is rough. This is getting hairy. This went from a simple handoff, a handshake with the Mexicans, to now possibly being a prelude to war. War with Mexico, war with the Mexican cartels, war with whoever the hell is down there, something we haven't faced as a nation since the 19th century. Maria, this is like a bad Mexican acid trip. Not that I know anything about that. But Maria, this handoff, and giving the Mexicans Yuri Jackoff, might be the only thing that prevents a lot of people from getting killed.
Well, Jack, I like it rough and hairy. But are you kidding? War with Mexico? People dying? What the hell are you talking about?
About an hour ago, the Mexican prison that was holding William Tell was seemingly attacked by terrorists. Half of the prison caught fire with bombs going off throughout the north part of the prison, which led to a hellacious forest fire all throughout the forest range around the prison.
Oh my God! Terrorist attacks, bombs going off. Has anyone claimed responsibility? Do you know who did it?
No one knows yet. But the Mexicans are having a meltdown over this, blaming us, of course. Virtually the entire Mexican prison escaped or rioted in the chaos. All of northern Mexico's army and emergency services, whatever those are tied up with this clusterfuck all throughout northern Mexico and with their frontline fighters in California to help battle the wildfires there. And the historic south to north Santa Ana winds. Most of northern Mexico, all of the towns, all of the homes, everything is in danger of burning.
Good God, are we going to assist with the rescue efforts? What are we going to do? What now with the handoff between Yuri Jackoff and William Tell?
Well, that's why I'm here. Maria, Mexican army forces have been seen on satellite marching towards the bridge. Looks like over 1,000 men with supporting tanks and artillery. We have no idea what their intention. But these men being diverted from the forest fire and being aimed right at us, that likely doesn't mean they want to exchange baking recipe.
Did I wake up on the crazy side of the bed? Well, just wonderful. So you're sending us into a war zone? What is this now? Checkpoint Charlie?
And there's one other thing, Maria. We're hoping you're being a woman and to be as delicate and honest with you as possible. Maria, your being Mexican-American might help to dissuade any aggression from the Mexicans and their side. But we're worried. There's a small chance they might try to grab you and pull you over the border and then stash you as a political prisoner.
The Mexico turned into North Korea in the last 24 hours.
We're not sure, Maria. We don't know what is going on in Mexico, but I am here to ensure your safety and the safety of all of our agents.
Well, great, Jack. I'll wink at you when I'm starring in the latest cartel beheading video.
I'm not playing around here, Maria. Right behind me are two crackshot sniper teams from DC, as well as a squadron of Apache gunship helicopters, warmed up on red alert at Laughlin. They can be here in under 3 minutes. I also will have a direct line to leadership. If the Mexicans so much as curse at us, Maria, you and your people are to flee. Get out of there immediately. And we're sending in the cavalry to do our talking
for us. Jack, this is way more than I signed up for. I honestly don't know about any of this. Last week I was writing blogs about the dark net. This week I'm the hair on the trigger of a war between Mexico and the United States. This is insane.
Maria, listen to me. This is asking way more of you. Way more than should be asked of anyone. But right now, you're my agent in charge. We think you're the best person for this job. Maria, look at me, Agent Ramirez. Can you do this job and see it through?
God damn it. Ah, Jack, I can see this through. I'm your point man. Don't pull me out yet, coach.
All you gotta do is get him in the middle of the bridge, uncuff him, then turn around and get the hell out of there. Once he's uncuffed and at the middle point of the bridge, he's the Mexican's problem. Do you understand?
Fuck, yeah. We're gonna have a good time on that fucking bridge. I'll rip any motherfucker's eyes out who tries to grab me. Then I'll empty the fucking magazine into them.
You got this, Tiger. Go out there and make me proud. I will be here with my finger on the trigger, watching every little move they make. I won't let anything happen to you or any of our men.
Is there no cell phone reception in Mexico? Have they ever heard of Alexander Graham Cox sucking Bell in this miserable fucking shithole?
Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry, but I need you to pull over. I have to use the little boy's room.
What the fuck? Again? You got to be fucking kidding. William, you have the fucking bladder of a goddamned bumblebee.
All of that rock gut tequila in that Mexican prison just goes through me.
William.
You understand?
You're just gonna have to hold it. We need to get the fuck out of Mexico.
I swear to God, if you don't quiet down back there, you're gonna be pissing blood for the rest of your life.
Calm down, Mike. Keep your cool and... Holy shits! Mike, slow down! Are those fucking Mexican tanks? I didn't even know they had tanks. I thought they all piled into lowriders and did drive-by shooting. Mike, careful, what the fuck is this? There's gotta be hundreds of Mexican soldiers marching in the road. These fuckers are kitted out, automatic rifles, machine guns, grenades. I didn't know Mexico had this many soldiers.
All of the soldiers. They're glaring at us. They're all giving me the eyes, like they want to fight. Benny, I don't like this.
Mike, was there anything in the sheets, or did you hear anything about border activity today?
No, no, Benny. Nothing in the bulletins, nothing in the sheets, nothing on any of the intel networks. We're just supposed to have our usual detachment of 20 federales.
Keep it slow, Mike. Careful. There's the border up there. And I see General Rodriguez over there standing next to those tanks. You see him?
Are those Mexican tanks museum pieces? Those tanks look like they're out of the Second World War. Maybe everyone is drunk and thinks it's Cinco de Mayo. And we accidentally stumbled into a Mexican parade.
I don't know, Mike, but something strange, really fucking weird is going on. Pull up slow and stop the car next to the general. All right, William, old friend, get out of the car.
All right, all right. I'm coming. I'm a little slow with my hands cuffed and this chain up my ass. You should try it sometime.
Time to say goodbye to this shithole and head across the border. Leo! Yeah, General Rodriguez. Are you blowing pesos you don't have, numb nuts? What is all this? Tanks, cannons, hundreds of soldiers. Have you all gone fucking loco?
Oh, it's you, Agent Black and Agent White. ¿Qué otra mierda raso el maldito gato a la casa? Maldita, sí. No hay buenos agujeros de galeta de culo blanco. Puta soltines.
General Rodriguez, finally. Now, you listen. General, get your men, and I want you to position yourselves...
No, no más. No más, no more.
No. What? What do you mean, no? Are we having translation problems? Here, let me use the app
no,
on my phone.
No more orders. No more Americanos. No más beliting nosotros. No más usándonos. No más robar todo el dinero. Suficiente, suficiente. A la cosa,
General Rodriguez, God damn it, do you want an international fucking incident? You are impeding United States federal agents with an international wanted criminal. And tender, calm, prende. Do you savvy, fuckhead? You are fucking with the United States federal government.
Agent Blood, calma el chico grande. Calma el chico grande. Me estás molestando. Understand, sir?
What's the meaning of this? You are a loco. If you don't andale and get right, General, I will snap your neck. Right here. Right now. Campion Day!
Gentlemen, if either one of you say one more disrespectful word, I will have you both arrested.
Yeah, I love it, hombre. Don't threaten me with a good time. You want to go, General? You want to fight? You and what army?
Estúpido gringo mierda. Acabas de order. Chief Ramos, yo, Chief Ramos, over here, get your officers. Over here, get your officers quarantined. These two loco Americanos, I'm afraid, they both have come down with fever.
Quarantine? What are you talking
poor
about?
White guys, neither one of them is in their right minds.
I feel fine! Fine!
Savvy, dick, head.
Garros, if any of you put your hands on me, I am putting you down and
whoa,
sending the bill to the Mexican
everyone
government.
Just calm the fuck down.
No,
what the fuck is happening
no,
here? Mike,
the heck
hold
with
on.
That. The heck with that, Binny.
Mike.
If they want to go V-hashed, we can V-hashed. I can Mexican hand dance
hold
all
up, be
night.
Cold. Mike, these boys aren't fucking around. All right. General, God damn it, it's your show, we're guests here at your fucking fiesta. We have no idea why the fuck our relationship has changed here. But we'll just take our international criminal.
No, me temo que esto ha ido más a la de eso. Y esto cansado de ustedes en bicilis. De ustedes en bicilis.
Get out of your fucking hair. No need for this to get ugly, General.
No. This man can go. You two men must stay. men being held cannot hold another man. This man, no Americano, has committed no crimes in Mexico. You will uncuff and remove this man's restraints chains, and then this man will be placed under Mexican custody. These are my orders. I advise you both, do not test me.
Well, thank you, General. That is quite kind of you. Unlike these two ugly Americans. I love your country. The people are friendly. And the land is rich and beautiful. Mexico is one of the best places I've ever been.
Oh, catcher! Oh!
God damn it. Mike, be cool! Stop, please, Mike! Stop giving the Mexicans your death stare. No one is fucking around. Oh, Rodriguez! I don't know what the fuck has gotten into you or your fucking people, but this man is a dangerous criminal wanted in several countries, and he's a world-class escape artist. In the past, we thought we flushed this turd more times than I can fucking count, only for him to rise like Jesus and miraculously reappear somewhere else in the world. General, are you telling me that you, acting on the authority of the Mexican government,
yes, you,
want me to release
our...
this man?
Agreement
what the
for the release of the
you?
Mexican political prisoner and the national hero who unjustly imprisoned by your country. This man will be ordered by the Mexican government to walk to the Middle, to the bridge, and he is ordered not to return to Mexico. Then he is the Americano's problem.
How's our comms? Can you hear me? Fucking satellites, yes, I can read you. I'm in the command post overlooking the bridge, goddammit. Can you hear me? Okay, how about now? Well, that's the best we got right now. Wait a minute. There he is. I see him. That's William. Coming out now on the bridge from the Mexican side. I can see him through my binoculars. Hang on, the goddamn Mexican fires have created a haze. Visibility is not optimal. Hold on. I have a clear line of sight at William Tell now. William is walking down the bridge like he's strolling through a park on a sunny day without a care in the world.
Purple haze, all in my brain. Lately, things just don't seem the same.
Yes, they just stepped out on the bridge. We're sending Yuri Jakov with our agent across the bridge to the Mexican side now. Hold on just a moment, please.
Yuri. God damn it. God damn it. Come on, motherfucker. Move.
Oh, Maria. Oh! Help. Help me. I have a Charlie horse. A Charlie horse. Help me, Maria.
One fucking foot in front of the other fucking foot.
Come over here and rub it, woman! Kiss it! Remind me why you love me. Woman!
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Maria, the cameras are watching.
You are pissing me off. Move!
Police brutality! Police brutality! This police woman is trying to rape me!
I am not fucking playing with you.
You will be playing with me soon, Maria.
God damn it, what is wrong with you? Why do some so fucking stupid when you're so close to being released from American custody now? Move!
Team leader, the supervisor. Jack, that psychopath is getting aggressive with our agent. I don't like this. Requesting permission to back our agent up. Jack, let us go up there and we'll settle that psycho down.
Agents, you are ordered not to set one foot on that bridge. We cannot risk an international incident with Mexico. I repeat, we cannot risk an incident with Mexico. Act like professionals and settle the fuck down out there.
God fucking damn it. Hey, I hope the supervisor knows what he's doing. He just sent a 100-pound woman out to the middle of no man's land with a fucking deranged serial killer world-class rat bastard with goddamn diplomatic immunity. Motherfucking Mary.
Yes, that's affirmative. I still have visual on William Tell. I can see William Tell at the halfway point of the bridge. Just standing there. And seems to be lighting a cigar. Actually, no. Scratch that. I can smell William Tell's marijuana cigarillo from up here. Good God, my eyes are watering, and I think... I think I'm getting a contact high.
Too fucking funny. Oh man, how far out? Where the hell am I?
Okay, I'm back. Hey guys. Ha ha, fuck. Cock-sucking thing. Sorry about that. My bad. Ha ha, ha ha. I dropped the phone into my bag of Cheetos. Agent Ramirez and Yuri Jackoff are almost to the middle of the bridge. I can see. Agent Ramirez is undoing Yuri's handcuffs. Or, whatever those. Metal thingies. The ones with the chain. Yeah, my wife has a pair of those. Ha ha! Oh! No! She's hurting me! Help!
Crazy! Fuck! For fuck's sake, stop!
No! No! She's hurting me!
Sakes, stop!
Help!
Hold still!
Please
hold
have mercy!
Fucking still, you fucking lunatic! Just let me unlock your handcuffs, you fucking idiot! Then you can fuck off into Mexico forever!
No! She's hurting me!
Gold, oh my God, Dios mayo, that vile American woman. She's breaking everyone. In the arm of Mexican national hero, Yuri Jackoff. I think I'm gonna be sick.
For Mexico, save me from this American pig trying to kill me!
Fuck you, shut the fuck up.
Ah, God damn it, man. Things are rapidly turning into a cluster. Fuck! Yeah, you're coming with me. Maria, you're my wife, my wife! Until that, do you fucking part? If you don't come in willing, I will fucking drag you
Get
home,
your fucking
bitch!
Hands off of me. I'm gonna fuck you bitch. Up.
Yuri appears to be attacking Agent Ramirez. They're brawling. Yuri Jackoff is currently trying to kidnap Agent Ramirez by force. What are our orders down here, sir? I don't know, bitch! And no one can fucking stop me!
You disgusting fucking pig! I'm gonna rip your balls off!
Woof, woof, woof!
What the hell? Jesus Christ, that guy is seriously fucked up. Is the purple haze making me cross dimensions again? Or is he trying to hurt that woman? Why is a beautiful woman like that with a loser wanker like that?
Maria, well, my soulmate! Submit to
Jesus,
me now, woman! Submit now, or I'll break your
Yuri?
Goddamned arm, bitch!
Yuri, it can't be.
What the fuck? Is that William? No! I killed William! In Johannesburg! I'm seeing things!
It's you!
I'm seeing a ghost!
Your eye! You cut rate, bottom of the barrel, evil bastard! Your mother should have aborted you!
Yes! Oh, could this day get any fucking better? William Tell, I'm going to fucking murder you! Yuri has our agent in a headlock. They're struggling with each other. Hold on. Is the pizza on the way? Good. Yeah, it looks like William and Yuri are having a confrontation in the middle of the bridge.
Yuri, listen. For once in your life, fucking listen. Why don't you take your fucking hands off the lady and just march your happy ass into Mexico?
Yuri, plot you, yeah. Enough. I am ripping your fucking eyes out.
Wow, man. Our agent just ripped Yuri Jackoff's right eye ball out of his head. I can see it dangling there out of the socket.
Hey!
My fucking eyeball! God damn it! You fucking cunt! Maria! You are a horrible, nasty woman! I am going to snap your fucking neck!
Yuri, that's not how you get into heaven, you repulsive piece of shit.
Oh, fuck me, man. This is fucking heavy. Yuri Jakov just punched Agent Ramirez in the face. She's down. She's not moving.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Hitting a woman? Hitting a fucking woman?
Yuri and William are fighting. They're fighting in the middle of the bridge. What fucking now?
Oh my god! Get your fucking hands off of me! When I will skin you alive! When I get you off my back, you're fucking dead, old man!
General Rodriguez, do you see what I see? Our Mexican national hero, Yuri Jakov, is being attacked by that blanco gringo hippie after having his eye ripped out of his head, unprovoked, by that vicious, loco, Mexican-hating, Americano woman thug. General, we must act to save our man before the Americano gangsters kill or recapture him.
I was afraid of this. I have made up my mind. Mazor, Chavez, fire smoke, rouse, on that bridge. And the bridge has been obscured, covered by smoke, and visibility is nothing. Send our marines to rescue Mexican national hero, Yuri Jakov.
Si, General. I will prepare our marine squads and artillery. At once.
Fuck you, Yuri, you're a cancer and not fucking foul. I'm sending you to hell where you fucking belong.
Fuck the world! Fuck you, William! I am taking you to hell with me!
Close your fucking eyes and go to hell! Go, goddamn you!
Stop fucking breathing, die!
You hear me? Die! Stop fucking breathing! Die! Artillery! That's artillery. Wait, what? What the? Incoming? Oh, fuck. What the? This is a cannon? Shit, artillery, what the? Oh, what? What the? What's happening here?
Sir. The situation has officially turned into a clusterfuck. The Mexican army has begun firing on the bridge with an assortment of artillery cannons. Well, it looks like the Mexicans are firing non-lethal riot control and smoke artillery shells onto the bridge. Sir, it goes without saying we definitely didn't anticipate such an aggressive stance or aggressive acts from the Mexicans today. Their actions are erratic and unpredictable. Sir, we haven't talked about this, but if the Mexican army comes across, it's going to be a bad day for everyone.
Come out, you wretches! Fucking heaven! Stop hiding! Like a fucking child here! Stop fucking hiding, you coward! Come out of the smoke! And finish this!
Yes! William! The winds of fortune! Shift in my favor again! Hiya and go seek William! Maybe you find me! Or maybe I reach out and touch you! When you least expect
you
it!
You coward, light off! Fucking shite! Come out! Yeah! God damn it!
Attention, come Senor out, Yuri Jakov. This is Captain Rivera, commanding a detachment of Mexican Marines. We are here to rescue you. Senor Yuri Jakov, please advance through the smoke and move towards the Mexican side of the bridge. We will continue advancing until we locate you.
Oh, Captain Rivera! Amigos, please, over here! Ow! Ow! I'm in so much pain! Ow! Oh! Oh! The Americanos! They have beaten me! Oh, El Boipop! Oh, God! There's an old blanco gringo on the bridge! He's trying to kill me! Please save me!
Oh, shit. I need to get the fuck out of here. Now. Those Mexican Marines will shoot me for fun. Ah, fuck. How do I get off this bridge? I can't fucking swan dive. 100 feet down to the water. Can I?
Hola, Señor Jack Huff. Quick, this way. Keep moving towards our side. We see you and our men are coming to rescue you. Come on, this way. We will get you out of here.
Save me! Oh, you marihinos! They have beaten me! Oh!
Señor Jack Huff, wow, it is an honor to meet you. You're so brave. You've been through so much. Don't worry, amigo. We'll carry you out. Just rest now. You're safe.
Thank you, men. Oh, thank the good Lord! There is still humanity and good in the world! You are angels, sent from God to bring light to this poor, unfortunate, abused creature! God bless Mexico!
Come on, William, think. You're between a real rock and hard place now. I can't jump off the fucking bridge. I can't walk off either side of the bridge. I can't fucking fly off in first class with a stewardess sitting on my lap. Damn it. What am I gonna do? Oh, I need a fucking miracle.
What the hell is that rumbling? It's shaking the whole goddamn bridge.
24 of our state-of-the-art Apache gunship helicopters have just arrived on scene, right on time, and are maintaining an aggressive posture over the bridge. They'll make quick work of the Mexican army if they decide to cross the bridge and visit us.
General Rodriguez, General, American gunships, Apaches, a lot of them. We have nothing that can stop those. We can try with our machine guns, but this will be a bloodbath. They'll rip us to pieces.
Time for them to learn a lesson. Get our ground-to-air missiles. Shoot those helicopters down.
General, sir, this is Mexico. We don't have anything like that.
What? No missiles? Fuck, not a missiles.
Leader Custer to Supervisor. I am currently over gateway to the Americas Bridge. Our group is on station, patrolling the area. Visibility extremely limited from smoke and environment hazards. But sir, on our FLIR vision looking through the smoke on the bridge, I can see a group of about 50 men carrying another man off the bridge on a medical stretcher. Back to the Mexican side. I can't tell who the man on the stretcher is on the FLIR heat signature. No sign of the American female agent. I see no bodies or corpses on the bridge. Those 50 men retreating to the Mexican side, we could easily cut those men down with our chain guns. And send a message from Uncle Sam, if you wish, sir.
Oh! Damn it. Group Leader Custer, I appreciate your zeal, but we don't know who the good guys from the bad guys are down there. And since the Mexican army never crossed over, and we don't know what happened to our agent yet, we don't have the justification for violence here. No need for senseless killing, Group Leader. Maintain an aggressive posture over the bridge. And keep searching for our missing agent Ramirez. Finding her is of the highest importance right now. Over.
Group Leader Custer to Supervisor. Yes, sir, we will maintain our presence in the area and continue our search for the missing agent. Over and out.
Well, I guess that about does it, sir. The Mexicans are pulling back from their hostilities at the border, and thank God no one was killed today and no wars were started. The only problem now, sir, is our missing agent. We haven't had a visual on our agent since this fiesta at the border began. But I'm confident she'll turn up, somewhere or another, hopefully still breathing.
Supervisor, you did an excellent job
handling this crisis. Really, really great. Big league stuff. I appreciate your staying on the phone and keeping me informed throughout the morning.
Don't worry about your agent going missing. I assure you, we will dedicate every resource of the United States government to locate her.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate your concern for our people here on the Beltway. And I appreciate your attention to this crisis. Thank you, Mr. President. I will now leave you to enjoy your day, sir. As I have my regular duties here, I need to return to... Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Whiskey on the job before noon. Oh, well, fuck it. Oh, God damn it. Maria, where in the hell did you go? Oh, you better still be alive, Agent, or I'm going to kick your ass when we find you.
Wow, man. Far fucking out. Pulling a Houdini act, climbing 100 feet, straight down off the bridge, in the middle of a war zone. Woo! What a fucking rush. I'm shaking all over. Oh, man. Did anyone up there see that crazy shit? Between the madness and smoke, I don't think there were any witnesses. Everyone was focused on those Apache helicopters. And no one would be fucking nuts enough to go over the side of the bridge after me.
Stop! You there, the man talking to himself who reeks of marijuana, don't attempt to flee or I will be forced to shoot you!
Jesus Christ, lady. You scared the shit out of me.
You are under us!
Lady, with all due respect, what the fuck are you doing down here? There's no public access.
Don't you fucking play with me. I saw you go over the side of the bridge.
What's that?
I saw you evade both the Mexicans, Americans, a rock climb down that fucking bridge.
You have it all wrong. I'm just a poor bridge worker trying to escape all of the violence. I have no idea what's going on.
And are you going to stand there and insult me, pretending there is anyone who doesn't know who William Tell is?
Bravo, bravo, young lady. You may now consider me impressed.
The only way you made it was through a miracle, you fucking lunatic. And I know that because I went over the wall and climbed down after you. You lying cocksucker!
Wow. Seriously. Lady, you are fucking nuts. You are obviously not your average schoolgirl. The way you climbed down with that 100-foot drop going after me. After you took that sucker punch from that evil fuck. After you ripped one of his eyes out of his sick, demented head. Who the hell are you? Law enforcement? Bounty hunter? Professional daredevil with a death wish?
I am Federal Agent Maria Ramirez. I appreciate your chivalry, saving my life on the bridge. But flattery will get you nowhere with me. Now, don't fucking move.
Listen, Agent Ramirez, I am no threat to you. I am unarmed and I'm a pacifist. If you are going to point a gun at me, please practice good trigger discipline and be careful.
What kind of bullshit is that? Are you making some crack at women not being able to handle guns? Do you want to see how this woman handles this gun? Be brave, make a move. I fucking dare you.
Maria, I am not questioning your proficiency with weapons, but guns make me nervous. And you are shaking a lot with your finger on the trigger of a gun. You are pointing at my head. This seems like a good time to ask this question. Maria, are you okay?
Am I okay? What are you talking about? Am I okay? Are we on a blind date? Are you trying to get in my pants? Listen, Mr. Fucking Sensitive. It's already been a long, bad, bad day. And all I wanted out of today was to not get killed. And when this was done, a fucking whiskey at the bar. I am stressed out, do you understand? Marion?
Marion? Marion? I haven't been called that in decades. Only my mom called me that. Marion, you're not a regular field agent.
I am holding a gun on an internationally wanted criminal after scaling 100 feet straight down off a pocket bridge after days of babysitting one of the most wretched creatures in God's creation. Why do you think I'm not a regular field agent?
Marianne, you're too smart for that job. You still have a sense of humor. And you're not an asshole yet. Like a regular field agent.
I'm done with this blind date small talk. Men are from Mars, women from Venus. Bullshit. Get down on the ground and put your hands behind your head.
All right then, Agent Ramirez. Well, try this on for size. I hate to tell you this, but we're on the Mexican side of the border. You have no authority to do anything here, as you just witnessed, with Mexico and the United States no longer being friendly. Extradition and criminal laws between countries will be, what's the word I'm looking for? Non-existent. Yeah, non-existent. No, void. Garbage, bupkis. Trash. Zero. Nothing. Knock, knock. Nobody is home. Nada, chica.
No! Damn it, Marion. I've been through too much for you to just walk away. You're coming across the border with me, dead or alive.
You kidnap me and take me to the States to stand trial. And what happens? The system will let me go within 24 hours, while the system will crush and crucify you. You're a Walmart door greeter. Or maybe you want to work at McDonald's and wear one of those little paper hats. I have to admit, you would look quite fetching in a little paper hat, Maria. And that's if you're lucky. And they decide not to prosecute you and drag you through the mud in the media for fun. I want you to think about that. Now, Maria, it was nice meeting you. I'd like to part on friendly terms, Maria, and wish you well in life. I will be on my way now.
Marion, don't put me in a position to hurt you. You flinch and I will. Because I have too. Yeah, yeah, you are a real fucking treasure and wonderful human being, but you're still a law-breaking bad guy.
The fuck did you just say to me? Bad guy? I'm a bad guy? I'm a fucking bad guy. Why, Agent Maria Ramirez, if I recall? I just saved your fucking life. And you would be passing time for the rest of your fucking life, a sexual slave being gang-raped by every cartel member in Mexico. If I didn't save you from Yuri Jackov.
It is my job to enforce the law. You think one noble act erases a lifetime of criminal acts? Erases a lifetime of you breaking the law.
What fucking turnip patch did you crawl out of? Listen to me, goddammit. Do you honestly think the world is run by words on paper? Do you honestly think people just admire words on paper so fucking much, and they agree to do whatever the fuck words on pieces of paper say, those words on pieces of paper, created by other people they'll never meet, they know virtually nothing about, and who may or may not have nefarious intents, corruption, mental illness, and any number of personal or psychological problems, while they're creating those words on pieces of paper, for the rest of us to be forced to live by. Maria, I have to ask, are you completely fucking stupid?
What are you, some brain-dead anarchist? Without laws, we have disorder. With disorder, we have chaos. With chaos, we no longer have a society. We're back to barbarism and cavemen knocking each other over the head with clubs. Laws are the fabric of society. Laws are the glue holding everything together.
All right, Agent Ramirez. I've stood here listening to your college textbook definitions of law and law enforcement and why you think you're saving the world. Now you listen. The word is not black and white, Maria. The word is fucking shades of gray. Laws, crime, money, all of it, is all goddamned imaginary. It's fucking fake, you idiot. We just agree consciously and unconsciously to believe in these things. Do you understand?
Imagine it to you? I have no idea what the fuck you are talking about, Marion.
What's illegal today is a billion-dollar industry tomorrow. Marijuana, amphetamines, e-cigarettes, crypto, goddamn fucking TikTok. Every type of activity, technology, or drug that can make the money or further their agenda is controlled by the people who write little fucking words on their pieces of little fucking paper. And wherever what things lands on, what side of what imaginary line to benefit whomever made things the way they are yesterday, today, tomorrow, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Because little fucking words on little fucking pieces of paper cannot protect you. They cannot feed you. They cannot enforce the laws. They cannot innovate technology. They can't do fuck all except enable the people who write little fucking words on little fucking pieces of paper to control the rest of us. Do you think these billion-dollar industries exist because no one likes them? Because no one wants them? Do you think the innovation behind them, the brilliant genius minds, the teamwork, people working together peacefully in harmony, in lawless environments, all of that just magically fucking happens? It is people! It is people! It is people! People who move the world forward. People who innovate. People who take care of others. And people like me, who wants good. This goddamn world. Even in the face of corruption or lawlessness or fucking life. Life! In prison or every evil backwards thing that plagues humanity. And people like me. Who keeps people like that sick, evil, fuck Yuri Jackoff away from people like you, Maria?
I did not write the laws. But it is my job to enforce them. And it is also my job to deal with all of the Yuri Jackoffs who hurt people and who fuck life up for the rest of us. Everything you said sounds like you are nothing but a gangster.
You think I'm a gangster?
Trying to justify gangsters.
You don't know what a fucking gangster is. What makes a gangster different from a community organizer? Or different from a corporation CEO? Or different from a politician? The only one I can think of is they're all politically protected. While as your so-called gangster is not. I can get fucked royally. By everyone. Everywhere. At any time. While those pillars of the community sleep soundly in their beds. After they commit their crimes. This shit you are accusing me of goes back to the age of pirates and piracy, to the times of Jesus Christ, to the times when there were three total people walking the earth. Then two of them were working together to work the other one. There's two types of people in this world, Maria. There's workers and there's marks. If you're not fucking smart enough to be a worker, that makes you a fucking mark. Understand? Marks have no idea how the fucking world works. Because they live in black and white. Workers make things happen in the world. Because they live in the fucking shades of gray. Because they know the black and white is fucking fake. It's an illusion. It's mastercrafted bullshit. Two capable fucking marks from figuring out they're the fucking marks. If you can't spot the fucking sucker at the table, it's you, Maria.
Fuck you. Fuck all of this. Fuck Mexican laws. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all of this. Fuck this. Fucking bullshit. Bullshit, Marion. Fuck your bullshit. Fuck Mexican jurisdiction. Fuck you, Mariana.
Fuck wars. Fuck jurisdiction. Fuck the bullshit. I do believe... You are starting to sound like one of your so-called gangsters.
You are making this fucking person...
What in life is not? fucking personal. I don't have all goddamn day to stand here and teach you how the fucking world works. I have made my decisions about what I believe in and who I am as a human being. Now you have to decide what you're going to do about it. Standing there shaking, pointing your gun at me. And if you think getting rid of William Tell is going to make one bit of goddamn difference in this twisted, godless world, other than bring needless suffering and misery to those people who society likes to pretend they don't exist, then you might as well pull the trigger on that fucking gun. Blow my fucking brains out, Mariah, and enjoy the rest of your life as a mark. I am leaving now. Do what the fuck you're going to do. Bye. Yeah, bye. Whoa, Maria, what the fuck?
Well, gosh, I don't know what happened. I was so disoriented after being attacked by Yuri Jakov and all of the events of the day. I confronted William Tell at the bottom of the gateway to the Americas Bridge. There was a struggle. I fired my gun at him twice. I saw both bullets hit William Tell, who then staggered backwards into the Rio Grande River, which carried his body away before I could get help or retrieve it. That is my recollection of what transpired here.
You are a truly beautiful spirit, Maria Ramirez. You're no fucking mark, love. You're a fucking worker. You're 100% pure fucking worker. It was a delight and a pleasure crossing paths with you. I will remember you. Goodbye, Agent Maria Ramirez. God bless you.
That is correct. The last thing I saw was William Tell's body floating down the river out to the ocean. I then waited until nightfall and snuck back across the border.
Good Lord, Mr. Ramirez, that is one of the most shocking and harrowing stories I've ever heard. You are an incredibly brave woman. I think I speak on behalf of all of us when I say this nation and its people thanks you for your service. You are an example to aspire to for all of us. Ms. Ramirez, thank you. You are excused. All right, let's take a recess for lunch, and then we'll resume this hearing on the Mexican border fiasco. See you all back here in an hour.
Maria, over here. Hey, Maria.
Hello, Jack. Thanks for coming to the hearing. Are you here to support me on my big day? Would you like to grab some lunch?
Maria, that's not why I'm here. Follow me out to the parking lot. This is of the highest importance. This is awkward. But we just found out you were not being entirely honest about that William Tell situation.
What do you mean, Jack? I've told them everything to the best of my recollection.
You know, lying in a congressional hearing is a serious felony, right, Maria? Do you have any idea what you have done?
Oh, God, Jack. Listen, let's not do this here. I'll go quietly and peacefully. No need to bring out the handcuffs.
Maria, I am under the highest of orders to take you into my custody and deliver you to that limousine on the far side of the north parking lot.
Should I contact an attorney or?
Now, I would advise you to shut your mouth. Walk over to that limousine and get in.
Oh, Maria, Maria, so we meet again. This is who I was telling you about, the agent who saved my life.
Marion, oh my God, what, how, what?
Hello there, young lady, you look familiar, I think. Would you like to hit this blunt? This is the dankest shit I've ever smoked. My eyes started watering as soon as Marion landed on Air Force One.
Mr. President, Mr. President.
Oh, yes, Donnie. I do believe that is the good ship. Well, my good friend of ours, with their compliments. Incidentally, Donnie, thanks for the fountain. I had no idea the water in it was heated. The ladies down in Mexico love huge fountains. I got an entire Mexican female college fraternity to skinny dip in the fountain with me.
Oh man, that fucking fountain. I had a bitch of a time getting it out of Chicago. You know, that Chicago fountain was the least I could do for your help with the election. I still remember that time back in the day. It's one of the favorite memories when we did acid and went skinny dipping with those girls. What were their names? It doesn't matter. Anyway, now that Agent Ramirez is here, I want you to tell me what is really happening down in Mexico.
It is fucking chaos down there, Donnie. Oh, fucking nightmare. The cartels are running everything. Literally everything you can think of. They are not good people. Poverty is everywhere. It's a very, very bad scene. But I met an influential man with the cartels named Maurice. A good man. While I was in one of their five-star resorts. And I think things could improve with the right kind of assistance.
Wait a minute. Wait, what is happening here? You two are friends? The President of the United States? And one of the most notorious international criminals? What?
What surprises you about this love? As I told you, the world is not black and white. The world is fucking shades of gray. Now pass that blunt, Donnie. You've been bogarting that shit since I fired it up.
You two are working together? What? How? How is that possible?
Sir, how do you think I got to be president again? Agent Ramirez, calm down. Relax. And please hit this blunt. It is fucking fire. I haven't been this twisted off a blunt since the days when Marion was running his dark market.
This feels very strange to me. I don't know if this is right.
Ramirez, this is how the world works.
Listen to me, Maria. At the end of the day, no matter what was said or what was done, the world became a better place through your actions. And that's all that really matters.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. It feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster ass nigga plays his cards right. A real gangster ass nigga never runs his fucking mouth, cause real gangster ass niggas don't start fights. And niggas always got a hot cap, showing on his boys how he shot him. But real gangster ass niggas don't flex nuts, cause real gangster ass niggas know they got him. And everything's cool in the mind of a gangster, cause gangster ass niggas think deep. Up 365, ayo, 24/7, cause real gangsta ass niggas don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you wannabe, gonna be cocksucking pussy pranksters, is when the fire dies down, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Feels good to be a gangster, feeding the poor and helping out with their bills. Although I was born in Jamaica, now I'm in the US making deals. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop top Benz, hitting switches in my black 6-4. Now gangsta ass niggas come in all shapes and colors. Some got killed in the past, but this gangster here was a smart one. Started living for the Lord and I last. Now all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be pussy and cocksucking pranksters. When the shit jumps off, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Feels good to be a gangster. A real gangsta ass nigga knows the play. The real gangsta ass niggas get the flies of the bitches. Ask that gangsta ass nigga, little shit. The bitches look at gangsta ass niggas like a stop sign and play the role of Little Miss Sweet. But catch the bitch all alone, get the digits, take her out and end up hitting her ass with the meat. Cause gangsta ass niggas be the game players and everything's quiet in the clique. A gangsta ass nigga pulls the trigger and his partners in the posse ain't telling off shit. Real gangsta ass niggas don't talk much. All you hear is the black from the gun blast. And real gangsta ass niggas don't run for shit. It's real gangsta ass niggas can't run fast. Now when you in the free world talking shit, you the shit. Hit the pin and let a motherfucker shank you. But niggas like myself kick back and peep game. Cause damn it feels good to be a gangster.
Now, a word from the president.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Getting voted into the White House. Everything looking good to the people of the world. But the Murphy family is my boss. So every now and then I hold a favor here and there. Like letting a big drug shipment through and send them to the poor community so we can bust you know who. So voters of the world keep supporting me, and I promise to take you very far. Other leaders better not upset me, or I'll send a million troops to die at war. To all you Republicans that helped me to win, I sincerely like to thank you. Cause now I got the world swinging from my nuts, and damn it feels good to be a gangster.
Like the captain survived and didn't kill himself on Mexican speed while making this episode, so it looks like I have to fucking work tonight. Captain Blackbeard would humbly like to thank the following. Dark Matter Market, the most powerful market in the galaxy, featuring the best of everything the Dark Seas has to offer. Use Captain Blackbeard's secret sexy party link or find Dark Matter Market by directing your Tor browser to daunt.link. I love Dark Matter Market, the only site on either side of the internet that doesn't annoy and irritate the shit out of me. If I have to find the fucking crosswalks or the fucking motorcycles in the little boxes one more goddamn time, I am going to freak the fuck out. While the rest of the internet may be completely fucked, Dark Matter Market just always seems to work. Fucking geniuses over there. Google, learn by example and get it the fuck together. Trocator.app, the champion of exchange. Captain Blackbeard has been waiting to bring you an exchange we endorse. Trocator.app is the absolute champion of everything crypto exchange. Visit Trocator.app by directing any web browser to Trocator.app. Trocator.app, the champions of exchange? Really? What will you give me for some live chickens and some old underwear? If those things have value to you, Trocator.app, then my studio apartment is going to be a fucking treasure trove for you. the Enchan community, for hosting all of Captain Blackbeard's shows and artwork, Enchan.org. And I went on Enchan once when I was losing my mind, looking for cat memes, trying to calm down, and I'll tell you, I wasn't disappointed. I also made a lot of Russian friends on Enchan. My Russian Enchan friends keep asking me to carry packages through the airport for them. And after having to fight one of the most alpha roosters for the bathroom time in my apartment every morning, I'm seriously considering it. Dank Nation, Captain Blackbeard's home port on the dark seas. Dank Nation, how soon until President Trump claims it is the 51st state? Well, I guess the 52nd behind Greenland. Or maybe they're the same place and we just don't know. They probably have amazing marijuana in Greenland. The Dread Community, Hug Bunter, Paris, Sam Whiskey, Cafe Dread, the Dark Net, Market, Sub Dread, all of the moderators and old heads. Hugs Whiskey in Paris Cafe, there's a support group I'd like to join. We can sit around, drink coffee, and talk about the old baristas we used to fuck. What was his name? John Luke? If you guys also have bowling and black tar heroin, I'll be there weekly. In the Monero community, the currency of the counterculture, and the only way to travel during these times of uncertainty, XMR Monero, the currency of the counterculture. I was led to believe that was bloody diamonds dangling from severed African children's arms. Or at least that's what Hollywood starlets have been telling me for the last 20 fucking years. Size of Cat and the Size of Cat cyberpunk community. Cyberpunk? What? Do you guys dress up like the Sex Pistols and try to fuck each other in America Online chat rooms from your basement? Not that there's anything wrong with that. Or that it's been any different from my own sexual history. Doing Fed Time, aka Sam Bent, the Tonight Show of the Darknet. The only YouTuber Captain Blackbeard pays attention to. Watching his show, the captain had no idea the surface world views the Darknet like Disneyland. It's like finding out that for longer than you can remember, you've been living in Space Mountain. We're going to speed through these next ones, not because we don't love these people, but because there's a finite amount of Adderall in the world. Minor 21, Tie-Dye Waldo, the Crypt, BB Community, the 8th, Kun Community, the Underwater Basket Weaving Community, the Honk FM Community, the Shortwave Pirate Radio Community, the Truckers of America, the Body Art and Tattoo Industry. The fucking body art and tattoo industry? Are you kidding me? I still remember a drunken night in college when I stumbled into a tattoo shop. You fuckers really need to do field sobriety tests after dark. Because now every time I look down, I see my name tattooed on Little Lewis staring back at me. And all of the moderators and administrators who have helped Captain Blackbeard along the way, all of our excellent former customers, the men and women of the United States Postal Service, all of you talking up and reposting the shows, thank you so much for showing this project to your friends. You all keep Captain Blackbeard afloat and alive. If you enjoyed this broadcast, please send it to others and visit and thank our sponsors. No law enforcement, please. Captain Blackbeard can't afford bribes due to all of our bastard kids. If you enjoyed this broadcast or you would like to support this project and help get new episodes out faster, please visit Captain Blackbeard on Pitch or Enchan. Every donation helps an angel get their wings. Your energy keeps this project going. From the bottom of our heart, with utmost sincerity, we thank you so much for listening and hope you enjoyed this episode. Captain Blackbeard provides this service because we believe in chicks, cannabis, and America.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. rock, smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and what's in. Explode into space.
We did it! We did it! Number 22 is in the books. This was like a fucking several week-long acid trip on another planet. Making this episode through several hundred hours of work and days of no sleep. And we're so thankful, and it means so much that you listen. If we're not thrown in prison for this show, hopefully we'll see you again soon. So on behalf of Captain Blackbeard and all the players you heard tonight, we want to wish you love, fortune, safety, happiness, and all of the good things in life. And remember, you're not paying the prostitute for sex, you're paying the prostitute to leave. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless the dark seas. Yeah,